أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. We read this ayat previously, in which Allah says that on account of the murder of Qabil, of his brother Habil, finally we had even on the Bani Israel generally and on Bani Adam, all the children of Adam, we had made this law after that, that because if anyone kills any person, then his life will also be taken. So there are two phrases in this that we will just discuss. Man qatala nafsam bi ghayri nafsi. A person who kills another person without bi ghayri nafsin, or without that person having killed anyone. So there are few reasons that are given when is the occasion when a person kills another person without that person having killed anyone. The one is that a person and all this will apply what we will discuss now when it is an Islamic government, that is, Islamic law applies. Unfortunately, there is no country in the world where Islamic law applies. So according to Sharia, what the laws are, that is, a life for a life, for example, that unfortunately is not happening anywhere in the world. So in a case where there is the Islamic law which lasted for so many centuries, and the Islamic law was applied, so there, one of the cases of a life being taken for another life is when a person commits highway robbery. According to Islamic Sharia, highway robbery is also a capital crime, and for that a life will be taken. It will be permissible, if not permissible, but compulsory to take that person's life. Another is when a person commits adultery, that is, a married person, man or woman, after being married and then they commit adultery, then their life also should be taken. Thirdly, this life is also taken when a person becomes a murtad, that is, he gives up Islam, then also his life should be taken. Or he encourages or commands other people, like for example a father commands his children, somebody commands somebody else to become murtad. In that case also that person's life will be taken. Also a person who makes istighfaf of deen, that is, he treats any matters of deen as a light matter, as not an important matter. Unfortunately, how many of us today, like rozas, we don't regard them as important. Even namaz, we don't regard it as important. One is a person really realizes namaz is for us. I must make my namaz. And he doesn't make namaz. He's it's a gunai kabira, a big sin. But to say that, what is namaz? Namaz, na'uzubillah, is nothing. Or any other command of Sharia, to regard it with istighfaf, with lightness, that is also a capital crime. The same way is istihza of deen, to make a joke about any aspect of deen. It can be the smallest part, it can be a nafal, a mustahab, but to make a joke about it. One is a person doesn't practice it, but and he loves it, it's a mustahab, it's a sunnah, whatever. But one is to make a joke about it. That is also a capital crime. And there are other reasons also for which a life can be taken. So yeah, the Quran Sharif has referred to two aspects. One is nafsam bi ghayri nafs. And the other is o fasadin fil ard. A person who causes havoc, destruction on earth. For that also a life can be taken. And this is where there is no qisas for that person. That is, that he just took the life of somebody else. He wasn't guilty of any of these other things. وصف نفسا بغير نفسه. And fasad in fil ard is that a person without reason, he took somebody's life, which is common murder today in the world, which is unfortunately rampant and common throughout the world, the amount of murders that take place. And in an Islamic khilafat, though the West and unfortunately some of our enlightened Muslims also, we regard Islamic law as barbaric, that lives are taken for these reasons. But there, very few lives are taken. Very few, compared to the number of murders which are taking place in the world now. That is very, very, what is happening, what happened in the Islamic life world and in Islamic government, where lives were taken when somebody did wrong. But that was very, very little. On the other hand, today, with all these murders that are happening, that is innumerable, the amount of murders. So Islamic law is insidad. It closes the doors of all this murdering, killing, etc. And the diplomacy and democracy of the countries of the world has opened the doors of murder in the world. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala give us tawfiq that at least we make dua for Islamic Khilafat to come into operation. If we feel we can't do anything more, but dua and the desire of that must be, and we can each one of us ask ourselves, do we make dua for Islamic Khilafat to be established, and that has to be established in the whole world, throughout the world. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.